You're tuned to WBAI at 7:35 in the a.m. We now have news with Robert Knight.
The United Nations Security Council is urging the warring sides in the Congo. The United Nations Security Council today is urging the warring sides in the Congo to cooperate with a panel investigating illegal diamond and gold mining in the country. That comes after an interim report last week on the first 3 months of work on the issue, saying that the UN could not present a clear picture of the ongoing plundering of the Congo's natural resources, since there are no statistics after years of corruption, mismanagement, and foreign-fomented rebellion, which continues today, backed by Rwanda and Uganda. This on the morning that the funeral begins for Laurent Kabila, assassinated a week ago by one of his bodyguards. Details are emerging from one of the government ministers who was in the room where, according to his description to the Independent newspaper and other sources, the gunman entered the room, pretended that he wanted to whisper into the ears of Kabila, and then shot him with a silenced pistol 3 times, nearly hitting the minister sitting on the couch. He left the room and was shot dead as he exited the presidential chambers. In other news this morning, there was an explosion which rocked the streets around Derry today near an army barracks. No injuries reported. It appeared to come from a van parked near the Ebrington barracks. The six counties has been the focus of intense negotiations to achieve a coalition government. Coalition governments are difficult to achieve in some places. In other news, in Puerto Rico, bombing is at issue as the United States Navy asked Puerto Rico's governor for increased police after protesters threw cinder blocks at a base near the Navy's Vieques bombing range. Protesters were active over the weekend, this after the new governor says that she will try to achieve a new referendum beyond the one achieved by President Clinton, which would allow the residents of Vieques to vote on continued bombing by NATO and the United States Navy. If they vote for its continuation, then they get a several million dollars aid package. If they vote against continued bombing, they do not receive the federal aid. In Colorado, police and federal agents scoured a trailer park for weapons and other evidence after the capture of 4 of 7 convicts who escaped a Texas prison 6 weeks ago. A fifth one, according to police, killed himself inside a motorhome that had been surrounded by authorities Monday in a foothills community about 50 miles southwest of Denver, known as Woodland Park. The Nassau County Police Department is investigating a woman's 5-month-old claim that an officer forced her to perform oral sex on him in exchange for her release from custody. The investigation of the August report was begun last week by the Internal Affairs Bureau and the Nassau District Attorney's Office. They're trying to determine why they were not notified of the police misconduct sooner than they actually were. And the Galapagos, the environmental crisis is expanding. Oil slicks are threatening the island, now covering an area bigger than the city of Los Angeles. Ecuador has declared a national emergency in the islands, where a crippled oil tanker has leaked 170,000 gallons of diesel fuel. The national park in the Galapagos is a region where some of the Earth's most ancient turtles reside. It's not clear just how much harm will be done to their ecosphere with the ongoing oil spill. Some would say that it's the lack of oil. That's what the oil industry is claiming is behind the blackouts in California. They're grousing about their restrictions and environmental protocols that have prevented further oil profiteering off coast. Nevertheless, at the present time, the electricity crisis in California has resulted in rolling blackouts. State grid officials have declared a Stage 3 alert, marking a week straight with electricity reserves near or below 1.5%. But power managers predict that the state will see the next rolling blackouts today. Shortfall is 500 megawatts, according to the officials, which say that would be enough for 500,000 homes. Governor Gray Davis has asked the Bush administration to extend emergency orders requiring suppliers to keep selling electricity and natural gas to California, this in regard to the economic crisis that the utility providers say that they are facing, which has led to the inability to provide backup power. That's some of the news. I'm Robert Knight for Wake Up Call.
Thank you, Robert. It's 7:40 in the a.m. We'll take a brief musical break. We have company in studio, and we will be talking to them in just a few moments.